Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show. This is where we take a fresh look, a new take on our life and the world around us. And hopefully when we leave this hour that we get to spend with one another, we go on our merry way, but a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. So we just want you to dive right into the topic with us and share your experience of this by calling 833-288-3986. That's 1-833-288-EWTN. Can you hear the excitement in my voice? Do you know why? Okay, because I'm gonna make an executive decision here, because unless Rich Jesse, our producer, cuts me off, I'm gonna go ahead and just make this executive decision here. I'm going to give you all the virtual patience award today. All of you who are listening right now get the virtual patience award. Do you know why? Well, because you've been waiting so patiently for Jerry Escher to return from his summer break, and he is returning on Monday. So yes, Jerry Escher will be back with us live on Monday, and we have just a fabulous show that was suggested by one of our regular listeners. It's about what you would like to hear in the Sunday homilies. If you could write Father's or Deacon's homily, what would you put in it? How would you apply it to your life? What things do you want to hear during the homilies at Mass? It's going to be a fascinating show, so think about it all weekend and make sure you weigh in on Monday when Jerry is back with us. But today, we've titled the show, My Show is Starting. No, I don't mean this show. Come on, it's Friday. I'm talking about your television show, okay? This also came to us by a wonderful listener who actually she listens on her patio every weekday morning with her hot cup of coffee. Every morning she tunes into Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And she wrote in and said, can you do a show on the viewing habits of the listeners of EWTN? She'd like to know the TV viewing habits and why. So we titled the show, of course, My Show is Starting, like you're getting ready right in front of the television set. You got your bowl of popcorn. You're telling everybody, be quiet. And you turn up the TV real loud because you're just focusing, laser focus on that TV set. But she wanted to know, what are you watching on TV? And more importantly, why? Why are you taking that time from your day? You know, there's only so much time in the day. Why are you taking that time and devoting it to a certain TV show? Like maybe you're drawn into sitcoms or crime stories or reality shows, documentaries. Maybe you just tune in for the news. How about this? We've heard this many times, at EWTN. That many folks have EWTN television playing round the clock in their homes, and it's a beautiful thing. Maybe that's you. Maybe you've decided, no more TV. TV's out the window. Not doing it anymore. Not going to be tied to the TV set. Well, let's hear from you as well. But we want, she asked, you know, she wanted to know because she thought it would be very interesting to hear the different viewing habits of our listeners here on Take Two, the Take Two family, and really why you choose to tune into certain programs. And believe it or not, we can weave this into our faith life. So we always manage to do that on Take Two. But I need your participation. I'll share the TV shows that I personally like, and we can talk about that as well. Maybe soap operas. Are you still is soap opera? I guess soap operas are still running. I'm so busy during the day, I don't get to see them anymore. When I was in high school and college, soap operas were a big thing. My mother was a Days of Our Lives fan, and so she kind of just passed that on to all of us. She used to iron. I remember ironing, and she'd watch Days of Our Lives, and then it was just this ongoing saga that just kept going on, and the storylines just kept repeating themselves. But you know, she tuned in every day. So we want to hear from you. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. Okay, so let me set the stage here. We have a wonderful show team. We have Rich Jesse, who's our producer. We have Jeff Burson, who's monitoring social media, and he's taking care of YouTube, Facebook, and all of that. Matt Gabinski is ready, willing, and able to answer your phone call. And here's how it works. You're going to dial this number, 833-288-3986, and Matt will answer the phone. He'll say, hello. or he'll say, welcome to EWTN. I'm not quite sure what his greeting is. I'll have to get that just to find out. But he's such a delight to talk to. And he'll chat with you for a few moments. He'll put you on hold and you get to listen live. So you just listen and you just kind of seamlessly enter into the conversation at just the right time when we bring you up on the air. So you're not going to repeat yourself. You're not going to be nervous about, you know, what's being said on the air while you're waiting. You get to listen. So this is an ongoing conversation. We move very fast here at Take Two, and we need your participation. If you sit this out, if you get going with your weekend right now, then it's not really going to serve us. We need to tap into your life experience, what you do, just hear a little bit about your viewing, your TV viewing habits, and it really helps us. So if you would take part and call this number, we sure would appreciate it. 833-288-3986. Share with the world today what you watch on TV. And more importantly, why do you watch it? We'll be right back.
We know you like listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, but have you thought about bringing them to your next event? No matter what type of event you're hosting, parish mission, conference, or retreat, trust Jerry and Debbie to make it come alive. Begin the process today of taking your presentation to the next level of success. For information on booking Jerry and Debbie, visit take2show.com, click on the J&D logo.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
There's very encouraging news from Israel. The Israeli Health Ministry reported since 1990 there's been a 34% drop in the ratio of abortions to live births. One of the top reasons given for the good news is it's a reflection of traditional societal values. There has also been a sharp rise in the number of live births. Abortion is widely available in Israel. A woman must first get the okay from a panel of doctors and social workers, but that's a mere formality. Nearly every abortion request is accepted. One senior physician believes that Israel sees a growing population in neighboring countries and is waking to the fact that children are their best renewable resource. Yes, children are a blessing from God to be highly treasured.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and we're so glad you're participating by calling in and weighing in on your TV viewing habits. There's a line open, so you can jump right on that line if you just hurry. You probably have your cell phone right in your hand. 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN. Just a quick highlight here. I just wanted to make sure you guys all tune in to Cresta in the afternoon, this afternoon at 4 Eastern time. Matthew Bunsen, our friend Matthew Bunsen, absolutely brilliant mind, discusses German bishops and Chris Altieri on his book, Soul of a Nation. Al Cresta does such a great job. Please tune in 4 Eastern time. It's fascinating. You learn something, and that's what we all do here at EWTN, is we want to walk away, with a new perspective, a greater knowledge, a greater understanding of ourselves and our relationship with God. It's amazing. That's the beauty of the mission of EWTN. So Cresta in the afternoon, 4 Eastern time. Okay, there still isn't one open phone line. Come on, you guys. Don't get going yet. I don't know what weekend plans you have yet. Just stay with us this hour. Call in. You're feeling that little nudge in your spirit. Grab that last line. 833-288-3986. Well, Chris did not wait. There goes that line. Good job. Chris did not wait. In Northern Virginia, Chris is getting our first up virtual award, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Chris. Welcome to Take Two.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. So what are your thoughts on this? This wonderful lady that suggested this topic, Chris, she really wanted to know, what folks are doing with the television. You know, are they watching TV? Are they getting rid of the television set? So what's your take on this?
So growing up, my parents had television, and for probably until I was around 7 years old, and I had two older siblings, and eventually we just got rid of it. We just had a friend who was electronic savvy, and he detuned our television, so we only got like EW10 stations and no secular stations. And so we, at that age, I didn't really miss it, and I think my older brother probably did more so than myself. But I think 7 years went by, and then we went back and got out a new TV, and we had all the regular stations back again. And I enjoyed watching kids' cartoon shows and things like that. But I had this sort of sense of longing to have the TV detuned again. But, you know, once you have something, it's hard to get rid of it, especially at, you know, our older ages. So, yeah, I always had that longing because I knew that I was, during the time that we didn't have television, I felt like, oh, I might be missing out on something, but it really wasn't that big a deal. And so getting rid of it made me think, oh, you know, I might be missing out on something, like, you know, talking it to my friends at school and about shows that I may have watched and things like that. But I think overall I felt like I could have been using my time more wisely or doing something more fun than just watching TV. So now that I'm married with two children, my wife and I just recently got rid of our TVs, and we spend our time, you know, doing things with the children more. And being a parent yourself, I'm sure you know that you almost have zero time when you have kids. So watching TV just takes up that time. And I guess I use my time more wisely reading to the kids or doing things with them or doing things about the house. And I don't think we'll ever get TV back in the house. We have so many other screens, tablets and iPhones and things like that, that we're really careful on how much we use. But that's really... Yeah, right. That's really how we've benefited from not having TV.
I picked up on a few things you said, Chris. It was really interesting because, you know, when you don't have, when you're not tied to the television set, you do just naturally, I would think, develop a great imagination, creativity. You know, you look for ways and other things to do to spend your time. And with that comes some, you know, major growth spurts and developments. And I think that's really interesting because I don't know how you feel about it when you do encounter the television set again, but you tend to zone out. You don't think about much. You know, it's really, nothing's really working that much in the brain when you're watching television. So it sounds like you're a very creative mind, and you want that with your children, and I think that's wonderful. How are your children? But you said you have all these other gadgets, so your kids aren't really missing anything. They probably aren't coming home saying, "Can't we get a television in the house?" Right?
Yeah. Well, no, my kids are 3 and 1, so three and a half and 1 and a half. So I can see how addictive television could be for them, because when we do watch the occasional thing, they never want to put it down, and it's so hard to pry it from their hands. And so I'm just, yeah, it really is an eye-opener to, and makes me realize how addicting television is, and how, parents need to be good stewards of what they show their kids and how much they do view any screen, really.
Right. Right. Well, I know we're just absorbing it. I mean, it's amazing to me, Chris, how you can be completely stuffed after a big meal, and at 10 o'clock at night, a pizza commercial comes on, and all of a sudden you want to go out and go get a pizza. It's amazing to me how that, you know, you talk about the addictiveness and the control it has on us. And it's a very powerful thing. And we have to use it wisely. It sounds like you and your wife are using it wisely with your family and your small children, and you grew up great, and you want that for your children, and I think that's awesome. So more power to you. I pray you don't cave into the worldly pressures of things. It's tough sometimes when they get older, Chris, and they're teenagers, and they come home and they just you know, take a stance that everybody else has something and they want it too. So I pray you guys you know, hold firm to what you believe, and I think that's awesome. Way to go. You sound like a great dad, and please,
thank you.
Yeah, please tell your wife, too. I'm sure she's a great mom, and you've got a beautiful young family. It goes quick, Chris, just to let you know. You're going to blink one day, and they're going to be off to college. Yeah, yeah. And then you go, where did the time go?
Right. They'll be driving soon.
Uh-oh, I know. Well, make sure when they drive, you know what I did with my kids is I made sure they put a guardian angel medallion in their, blessed medallion in their cars. I always made sure I had.
Yep.
Make sure.
Right.
Get all those sacramentals there, Chris. All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for being first up on Take Two. And we just so appreciate it. Now you can get started with your weekend. Thanks so much, Chris. God bless you and have a beautiful, beautiful weekend with your family. Okay, so Carla is up next in Houston, Texas, and Carla's also listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Carla. Welcome to Take Two.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am so nervous. It's my first time calling the radio, but thank you for taking my call.
Oh, don't be nervous. I don't. I'm really harmless.
I know. I love your show.
Thank you.
I love the radio. I'm listening to it all day long, basically almost to the end of the day, which is 5 o'clock in my kitchen while I'm doing my breakfast with my children. Mm-hmm. It's another way of looking at the world. To me, I used to be on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Lower it down, please. And I have my little ones here, of course. And I used to watch a lot of regular channels. And since I've grown on my faith, I noticed that that was contaminating my children to the commercials. I might be watching the Ten Commandments. They show it on the TV. And all of a sudden, I see these commercials about all kinds of stuff that I don't want my children to be looking into it.
Right.
And that's the one thing that make me think, I mean, how good this is for my children. So what I did is basically cut off myself from the cable. I'm mostly on Netflix watching, you know, sorting what they can watch. Mm-hmm. Cartoons, something that they can learn from. VeggieTales is the favorite one. My oldest one is listening. And they watch all the story, Bible stories, and they go to a Catholic school, by the way. They just, my oldest one, 10-year-old, she just started a year ago.
Oh, nice.
My 5-year-old has been going to 2-year-old on her our Catholic school, St. Thomas More. And it's a blessing totally when I'm trying to nurse them on the faith, but I have to go along with what I have at home. I do have my Virgen de Guadalupe, of course. I'm Hispanic. On my dining room table, and those are the things that I want them to look up to.
Right.
And so, the samples that they give out on the TV sometimes are not the greatest, and it's very hard to keep them on the bubble because that's not my point. But when we go out there, I do have to show them my point. Like, okay, well, you know, they're not all the same, but we're all good. We're all made by God, and we just got to share the good that we have with others, you know, by our samples. I mean, they might not like, okay, they come to my house and they only see VeggieTales. Oh, well, you know, that's what we watch here.
Yeah.
And it's difficult because not everybody's in the same boat. My friends are from different denominations, and I only have one friend that is Catholic, that she has my faith.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Of course, there are going to be different points of view on every subject. But
my
it's a struggle every day trying to make sure that there are said.
My kids loved VeggieTales as well. We just love vegetables in this house, so VeggieTales was a perfect fit for perfect fit for our home.
Yes.
But I understand what you're saying, Carla, because you want to be able to filter what your children are seeing, and you said it, I think, a few times, and you did it so beautifully. You were saying that you know you want them to learn something, and that's important because so much of TV right now, I think, is a waste of time, quite frankly. It's worthless, and it's damaging. It's not beneficial in any way, shape, or form. You don't walk away from it going, well, now I'm so much smarter because I watched this television show. You normally are walk away with a distorted view sometimes of life. And so you want the best for your children. You want them to get the things that are really going to benefit them. I think that's awesome. And, you know, I think the more we can do that as parents in our homes and monitor that, you know, we do create that healthy balance for them so that when they do go out into the world, they know what to look at and what to, you know, what to decipher for themselves is good and not good. I think it's awesome. Way to go. You sound like a great mom. Yeah. So your oldest child, I think, was saying what show they like. What's the show that they like?
VeggieTales.
VeggieTales? Yeah.
Her birthday was yesterday.
Oh,
her name is Sophia.
Okay.
And
well,
she's all inclined with VeggieTales.
She did? Okay. Well, tell your, is it your daughter? What's her name?
Sophia.
So, oh, I love that. If I had had a girl, Carla, she would have been Sophia Marie. Oh, my goodness.
Sophia.
Sophia. Okay, well, tell Sophia I'm going to drag out my, and mine are VHS tapes, so they're old-fashioned, but I'm going to drag out my VeggieTale tapes, and I'm going to watch them, because I used to laugh at the songs so very much. They are hilarious. So tell Sophia.
Yes,
I will do that. And it was her birthday, so happy birthday, right?
Yes, it was yesterday.
Oh,
they do sing to the tune all the time. And yeah, yesterday was her birthday, and she was at home happy with us. It's just the family, basically. Mm-hmm. And we don't have much family in Houston, but is the God, having the Lord, our Lord in our home is all we need sometimes, you know,
when we
feel like our family are in the distance.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I tell her, I say, we're going to be grateful. We do have each other, so that's amazing.
Okay, well Carla,
it was a good birthday.
Yeah, but Carla, here's the thing. Please pass this on to Sophia. Not only your house is packed. Okay, your house is packed because the guardian angels are all there. You've got the communion of saints, you know, our Blessed Mother. You have, of course, God in the home. I mean, I'll tell you what, it's packed. You've got a packed house. So it's always
a
good
thank God.
Exactly. Exactly. So please tell Sophia happy birthday from her Take Two family. And I hope you, you're not nervous any longer and you'll call us again. Would you do that?
I will. Thank you, Debbie. You are so lovely. I really love your personality.
Oh, thanks.
When I grow up, I want to be like you.
Okay. But here's the thing. Don't grow up. Okay. There you go. I love it. Thank you, Carla. That made my day. Actually, that probably made my year. So thank you so much. Have a beautiful weekend and happy birthday again to Sophia. Oh, wow. What a beautiful call. Beautiful lady, beautiful mom. And I think that's wonderful. She blessed our day. Becky in Ohio. You got to follow Carla on Living Bread Radio. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
So what do you think about this topic we have today about viewing habits of our listeners?
Yep, I thought it was great. I thought it was really interesting, and I couldn't wait to call in. When I do the first thing in the morning, I love putting on Mother Angelica for the rosary. I love the Mass right after. Not that I'm sitting there, you know, wholeheartedly participating, but I love to have it on, and I can listen while I'm making breakfast, emptying the dishwasher, whatever. But as far as regular TV programs throughout the day and even towards evening, a lot of it, to me, is such a disappointment. I have three children, and if you want to sit down as a family, so many, I feel, are not appropriate. And so I've tried to teach them throughout the years. Any opportunity you have, if something's on there that's not right, you turn the channel, you turn it off. That's
right.
Definitely my view.
Yeah, well, Becky, you and I share the same routine. So I do the same thing. When I can't get to Mass physically, in the mornings, I do the exact same thing. Rosary, Mass. I love having EWTN radio or television on or both sometimes in one room. Yeah, one room might have the radio, one room might have the television. But you're so right. It fills the home with, it's so amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Yeah, the Eucharist is our source and summit of our faith. And, you know, if we can't physically get there, you know, spiritual communion is available to us, you know, to be there. And it's really incredible how it can start off the day. And so I agree with you, Becky. That's a great morning ritual to adopt in your family.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I wish everybody.
Even if I could catch part of like a really great homily, wow. You know, like I said, even though you're running around, you're doing 50 things in the morning, if you could just a few things said, that could just, you know, really inspire you for the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it really, yeah, I couldn't agree more. There's nothing better than to actually getting physically there to mass at church. But when you've got a routine in the morning, you got to get up, get everybody ready, get out the door. You know, what a great way to start it with mass, the rosary, any other prayer, reading scripture, anything. And the EWTN provides that. And they know that. And that's what's the beauty of it. They know where to place the shows at the appropriate place so that all of us can participate in them. So I love it, Becky. I'm on the same routine. Thank you so much for sharing that with all of us here at Take Two. And go ahead, Becky. Now you can get started with your weekend. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And we come back, more of your calls and your takes on this great topic about TV viewing habits.
Father John Ricardo.
When you and I wake up every day, do we strive to know Jesus or not? Quick question to you and me right now. Is that what you and I are doing every single day?
The leading Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
Listen to EWTN Radio day or night. Audio on demand brings you your favorite EWTN programs, prayers, and devotionals instantly to you for free. Visit EWTNapps.com and get started today.
We're learning more about the World Health Organization's effort to recognize online gaming as a disorder. I'm Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection with another Media Minute here on EWTN. In Seattle, Dr. Andrew Saxon, the chair of the Council on Addiction Psychiatry at the University of Washington School of Medicine, thinks that more study is needed in this area.
So that raises the question of whether people who have depression or anxiety or some other psychiatric disorder might be more prone to develop the constellation of signs and symptoms that we're calling gaming disorder.
Dr. Saxon says a trick is to figure out how to best treat gaming disorder while leaving useful functions of being online intact. I'm Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection with another Media Minute here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
He is honored by the Church as a saint with the title of the Angelic Doctor.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Thomas Aquinas wrote a basic textbook for young theology students that became the Church's most famous guide to the faith, the Summa Theologica. It helped him earn the title Doctor of the Church. He died in 1274.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
Hi, this is Janet Benkovic-Williams. There's nothing like Women of Grace to explain the truth of our faith Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern here on EWTN Radio. Now, back to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
The phones, we shall go. Joe is driving through Nebraska. Joe, drive safely. I hope you're on a hands-free device listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. Hi, Joe. Welcome to Take Two.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? Are you driving safely?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it's raining on me a little bit right now. I didn't know this was a Catholic radio. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, did you not know you were listening to Catholic radio?
No, I was just scrolling through. You guys were talking about some cool stuff, so I was like, all right, you know, it's a morning show, trying to get some information on what's going on in the world. And yeah, that's pretty cool. Didn't know it was Catholic radio. I was wondering what you were talking about, like the mother or something's with us.
Mother Angelica, the founder of the and the Blessed Mother being with us. Yeah,
Jesus. Blessed Mother.
Yeah, Jesus's mom. Yeah, cool, Joe. I'm so glad you kind of tripped onto the station. I hope you become a regular listener. But let's hear what you have to say about this. What's your wisdom on this? TV viewing habits. What do you think? Do you think we're wasting our time, or do you think we should spend 2, 3, 4 hours a day attached to that television set?
I mean, that's a lot of things to cover there. I stopped watching TV for probably about a year. Mm-hmm. And during that year, I started to find more hobbies outside of just getting locked in front of. I mean, everyone has their shows, and we all have shows that we love. You know, if you're a TV watcher, you have at least a few that you get into. Mm-hmm. But really, kind of taking that break was almost what I needed. And now I have different hobbies, different stuff like that. The only shows that I really watch now, which is really completely backwards from how it used to be, is the news. I stay up on the news a little bit and try to make my own interpretation of what's really going on in the world. That way I can share with my children my views, my thoughts, mm-hmm. everything, and let them know, you know, where I stand politically, where I stand in a lot of different touchy subjects, just to get those subjects out of there.
Right.
And you guys were talking about a bunch of different stuff, but you know, it's letting my kids know my views and mm-hmm. hopefully raising them up to make those right choices in the future. And so, I mean, the news is kind of really the only thing I watch besides the Disney Channel with my little princess. I love me some Disney. You guys were talking about what?
VeggieTales, yeah.
The VeggieTales, yeah. I mean, I still watch Disney Channel and stuff like that, but...
Very cool.
That's...
Well, Joe, I have to tell you, that's, I think that's awesome. And we've had a lot of social media comments come in saying similar to what you said, that, you know, you want to stay informed and know what's going on so you can impart, you know, to your children, because they're sponges, you know, they're growing, and you want to, form their minds in a really healthy, wholesome way. Well, I just want to say, Joe, to me, today's your lucky day, and I'll tell you why. I'm glad you tripped on to EWTN. I hope you continue listening to, the radio and EWTN television, because we've got a lot of new shows as well. And it really has a wonderful perspective on what's going on in life from a godly perspective. And as you may know, Joe, there's a lot of people in the world right now that are trying to take God far away from their lives. And there's a danger to that, and we've seen it. And this is a network that is really committed to making sure God is front and center, and we fix our eyes on Jesus. And I pray that you continue to listen, because you'll be able to take some great, I believe, some great tools back to your family, so that your children can benefit from them. I was in religious education, Joe, for over 25 years, and I still have, I say kids, but now they're in their 30s, that still come up to me.
Right.
And they thank the religious education department for all the things they learned, because it enabled them to get through life and to start their families and to have a real solid foundation in their homes. And so that's really, it really warms our hearts when we're in this ministry, Joe. So I got to tell you, I thank you so much for driving and listening and picking up on the station. And I hope you become a regular listener. And if you have any topics that you would like us to address in the future, please consider emailing us. It's take2@EWTN.com. We would be happy to put those on the calendar, and we'll tackle them together. If you would do that for us, we would appreciate it. Okay, Joe?
Awesome. We'll do. Yeah, it's actually kind of crazy that you guys are a religious radio. I was completely unaware of that, and really, I just asked Jesus in my heart and got baptized, and I'm kind of on a spiritual journey right now. God does crazy things. I was scrolling through the radio, listening to music, and all of a sudden I'm on a talk radio show talking about my walk with Jesus, which is what the whole purpose of this whole trip has been.
There you go. Joe, there's no accident, okay? God is using every which way to reach us. And so this particular show, this network today was for you. And God knew that. And that's a beautiful thing. So, you know, blessings to you, Joe. Keep us on the journey with you. We'd love to journey with you. So again, you can always reach us at the email. And we Jerry and I, respond back to everybody from the Take Two family. So we now just brought you into the Take Two family, Joe. So you're one of us now.
Sounds great. Can I pray with you guys real quick?
I'm sorry?
Can I pray for you real quick?
Absolutely, Joe.
Awesome. And your name again?
Debbie?
All right. Mm-hmm. God, I want to thank you for Debbie and everything that they're doing on this radio show. It doesn't matter or race, religion, anything. And we all have one common goal, one purpose, and that purpose is hope, is love, and to please God. And we thank you for all the blessings that you've given. We pray that you can continue to bless Debbie and her station here, that they can open up conversations and get people just communicating with each other. And that's what this is about, too. So we love you, God. Love you, Debbie. Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Joe, thank you so much. What a blessing today that you would do that. Thank you. I know that our listeners, I'm already getting text messages coming in saying, Joe's a cool guy. I love it. So you got yeah, you got folks around you that are holding you up and in prayer as well. So let us journey with you on your road, getting closer and closer to God. It's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. And you sound like a great dad, Joe. And God bless you. Drive safely in the rain in going through Nebraska and call us again. Okay, Joe?
Okay, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Wow. What a great call. Yes, that is awesome. Thank you again, Joe, so very, very much. I just wanted to quickly, we've got some social media comments coming in. Kaya, hold on for one moment. And also, Dee Dee and Maria, if you would like to call back, we'll get you to the top of the line. I know that we've got a lot of calls coming in and you guys couldn't hold. If you want to call back, there's plenty of time on the show. Beth on Facebook. Hi, Beth. I'm waving to you. Beth says, I like watching historical dramas and documentaries, mysteries and crime drama. Easier said is what I don't watch. Network, see, Beth, I'm getting older. I have to zoom in. I have to get my magnifying glass there. Easier said is what I don't watch. Network news, sitcoms, and so-called family shows that constantly put down the faith and shove secular ideas down people's throats. I would agree with you, Beth. There's always those agendas that are being woven into these, quote unquote, innocent shows, and they're not so innocent. Aaron says, I love watching movies and videos on the Formed website. It's my new Netflix. And apparently Formed is a Catholic movie channel. I did not know that. Thank you, Aaron. I'm going to check that out after the show. A lot of parishes, she said, a lot of parishes offer it to their communities. Thank you, Aaron, so very, very much. That is awesome. Okay, anybody else? Let's see. Okay, no, we're going to go back to the phones. Jeff is working so quickly make sure he puts up those comments. Okay, Dee Dee's calling back. That's good, Dee Dee. Kaya, I'm going to get to you driving through North Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Kaya. Welcome to Take Two.
Well, thank you. And it's nice to meet you over the phone, Debbie. This is my first time listening to your program.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for jumping in and calling. That's awesome. So what do you think about this topic that this fine lady suggested for us to tackle?
Oh, I think it's a great topic, and I think it's one of those topics that really helps when we have dialogue with each other and share ideas. You know, I will say raising two children, ages now 8 and 10, you know, it's so important to do our own screening and to look at opportunities for, you know, healthy programming, 'cause there's a lot out there that isn't. And I, particularly for us who have adopted two kids of color, it's also been a lot of work to find programming that's appropriate and accessible for kids, whether they're African American, Latino, or from other countries. And I just want to say that Netflix for us has been a terrific resource of programming really across the faith spectrum and shows with really solid values. like Yakari, about a young Native American boy, and My Big, Big Friend with kids of color. So it's just, you know, it's really been helpful for me to hear from other parents who have found these terrific programs for people of faith to find a connection with.
Right, right. And Kaya, wouldn't you agree, though, that, you know, because we've heard recently from some of our listeners that on Netflix there's this very, very dangerous, actually, program about 13 Reasons Why. It has to do with suicide and teen suicide. And as parents, you know, you may have something that have, like Netflix, that they present good programs, but then also as parents, we need to do our job and make sure we monitor, because there's also on the other side of the spectrum those programs that can be really, really harmful to our children and dangerous and life threatening. So, would you agree with that? That even though we find something good, we still should be monitoring that. I think you would agree with it.
Oh, absolutely, and I think you know. We've not yet entered the window of teen programming, which I'm sure is a whole nother hurdle in itself.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it really is important, I think, particularly during this time where we find ourselves just so divided. We have a lot of conversations in our church about this, of finding ways to connect with each other. And I'm thankfully still with little people. But you're right. It takes, you know, the older little people, little problems, bigger people, bigger problems. And
right.
I do appreciate those outlets, Catholic and others, who are looking for opportunities to feature kids of color and families of color, mm-hmm. how important that is.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, there's a lot of programs out there and a lot of things for us to view and to listen to that can really be beneficial for us on a lifelong journey. The thing about it is somebody has to preview them. Somebody has to see them first. We have to trust, you know, we have to have trusted sources when we are, imparting them to our young minds, whether they're in our homes or our children's friends or in religious education or something of that nature. And that's the reason why, Kaya, that I absolutely love EWTN. You know, EWTN has so many different outlets, you know, the paper, the blogs, you know, the TV show, the TV network, everything it's got, it's trusted. You can trust what EWTN has to offer because they've done the research, they've done the homework on things. And, you know, their only goal here, our only goal at EWTN is to get folks closer to God. That's it. I mean, everybody wants to say, what's the miracle mission? That's the mission. You know, you're on a journey closer to God. We've hit a home run, you know, because we want everybody to fix their eyes on Jesus and to stay focused. And so that's why it's so important to have, you know, local Catholic radio stations, EWTN, you know, your parish community, places that you can trust, that you can say, hey, has anybody checked this out? You know, because sometimes as parents, we're rushing around like crazy, Kaya, and we can't preview
Absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Well, thank you so much for this program. I'm really enjoying it and learning a lot. And I'm really glad I came upon your station. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. You're a great mom. Thank you so much. And your beautiful family. God bless you. Yeah, have a beautiful rest.
Thank you.
Beautiful weekend. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Okay, I hope Joe is still listening, driving through Nebraska. The nice lady that recommended this program to us today, Joe, just wrote in and said, wow, Joe is amazing. Okay, Joe, you just got another kudos there. Joe's probably going to take his hands off the steering wheel and go, yay, somebody just cheered for me. But anyway, Joe, that was a little kudos for you. Okay, Dee Dee called back. Dee Dee in Rochester, New York. I'm so glad you called back, Dee Dee. I don't like to ever lose anybody. Station of the Cross is what you're listening on. Hi, Dee Dee. Welcome.
Hi, it's BB, not DD. BB.
Oh, BB. I'm sorry. That's okay.
No problem.
I'm not.
Oh, yes. I'm a regular listener. I enjoy programming on EWTN. Of course, Mother Angelica Classics, the programs for Father Packway. He's wonderful. Mm-hmm. I learn a lot. I'm a convert 10 years now, and I've learned just so much from the network. I enjoy the coming home, of course. That's something that's near and dear to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been watching Downton Abbey. I like a lot of the period pieces, but I'm noticing that instead of sticking to the facts of history, a lot of times you see hidden agendas. But it is interesting to see how the program is a PBS series that's mm-hmm. been that's very popular, and it's interesting to see how they viewed Catholics back then. It's set in the 1920s, early 1920s, and it's just very interesting to see. But usually, I watch a lot of Home Improvement and game shows. I'm big on game shows, but I am a devotee of EWTN. In fact, I got rid of cable and got Roku because you can get EWTN on Roku.
That's right, baby, you can. And I think I heard you say at the beginning of your call that you're a convert to the Catholic faith. Did you say that?
Yes, 10 years okay. now.
Well,
yes.
Yes.
It was something I had thought about from the time I was 10, believe it or not, mm-hmm. and had been Baptist for many, many years. Started watching EWTN maybe 2 or 3 years before I took the leap, and it has just been wonderful.
Wow. Well, welcome home, baby. I love that. That's beautiful, and I'm sure Father Mitch Pacwa, if he's listening, he was just pleased that you had mentioned him as well. And I just wanted to say, I'm right with you, Bibi, because I actually watch a lot of the History Channel and documentaries, and I'm a game show person, too. I love watching, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and stuff like that. I play along with them, thinking, you know, that I, like, where would I get, you know, on what level and stuff. And so, yeah.
Well, I'm a big Jeopardy and The Chase fan.
Okay.
So,
very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a lot smarter than me, Bibi.
Oh, I don't know about that. Not
Jeopardy.
At all.
Jeopardy's a lot harder. I mean, you got to go really fast. But here's the thing. You know, I appreciate you saying that because I think when we spend our time is precious. And I think you would agree with that. Our time is precious. And when we use our time to grow in knowledge and understanding of things and like history and documentaries and even game shows, we're growing in knowledge. I think there's a real benefit to that. And, so I would encourage more folks to tune into that rather than just kind of, you know, but I understand we live stressful lives. So people want to kind of zone out and not think and they just want to be entertained. And I get that, but time is precious. And, I like the way you use it. Yeah, I like the way you use it, Bibi, because I do the same as well. So thank you so much. Thank you for blessing our day. Thank you for calling back. I really appreciate it. And I just want to say we hope you have a beautiful weekend. Thank you. Okay, can I quickly, Maria, hold on. Maria, call back from Beaverton, Oregon. Hold on 1 second, Maria. I just have to mention this real quickly. This is really interesting. We talk about like EWTN and all the different outlets that EWTN has that provides trusted sources for us to learn about our faith, to learn about what's going on in the world, and then to have resources and products that we can use in our homes and give as gifts that can deepen our faith. And here's one of them from a new book from EWTN Publishing, The Spark of Faith, Understanding the Power of Reaching Out to God. This is by Father Wojciech Giertych. And The Spark of Faith will help you focus your attention on God as the fundamental source of all the spiritual goods we need and cherish. And Father Giertych has served as the theologian of the papal household for two popes and resides in the Vatican's Apostolic Palace. His wisdom you can trust. All you have to do is go to EWTNRC.com. I just love saying, can you imagine saying I live in the Apostolic Palace? That's so cool. Maria in Beaverton, Oregon on Amazon Echo. Maria, thanks for calling back and welcome to Take Two.
Can you hear me?
Perfectly. Hi.
Hello.
Maria. Hi. Yep.
Hi. I didn't want to miss it and you kept bringing up, I don't like losing my callers. So I'm like, oh, I have to call back.
It was a little Catholic guilt, Maria. Maria, it was a little Catholic guilt.
Yeah, for sure. So I really appreciate the fact that, you know, there is a channel that, you know, provides multiple resources for, you know, feeding that faith. And I personally got involved because my mom used to always watch it, and she used to always watch Mother Angelica. Mm-hmm. And so for a long time, I was like, why would, you know, the TV would be on and she would be on. And I got an interest. So at one point, she was away, and I caught myself watching the same thing. And then I started learning, you know, they have rosaries. So I got involved, and that was something that, you know, became my regular routine. And because of that regular routine, I was able to change some habits and learn from not, you know, just people, but the right people that gave me the information that I needed from our Father. And it was always like a blessing to hear, you know, hey, I'm going through this rough time, but you know, there was always something educational that I could just calm myself down and spread that love or spread that resource, especially YouTube that you guys now have, EWTN. That's amazing because daily mass, I always try to wake up at 5. I don't have to do it no more. I have it already. I wake up and it's like I have to watch it. And if I don't watch it at a time, I know I have at night. And now my kids, let's go. My kids are just impatiently right now, but I really wanted to call to say, you know, it's a blessing, and it has really changed me into great ways. And my daughter, she'll get involved with the rosaries, and they're so amazing because there's times where I get very emotional, start crying, and she's like, "Why?" I was like, "It's just I love it." Mm, you get this really great feeling and emotion, like pure happiness.
Right. Maria, when you said at the beginning, was that your mother or your grandmother that introduced or had the EWTN on? Which one?
It was actually my mother.
Your mother. Okay.
And I'm 25. Okay. So I've been listening since I was 20, 21.
And what's your mom's name? So we can just thank God that she had it on because she introduced it to you. She probably didn't even realize it was being introduced to you. Your mom's first name, can I put her in the book?
Yeah, her name's Irma. Does not like her name, but there you go.
Did you say Irma?
I was wanted to say, yeah. So I was the one to share. I watched, you know, this Hispanic, so we're watching it in Spanish. But to me, we migrated over here, but I was able to, you know, catch on English quickly, and knowing that it was in Spanish, it provided me a different perspective, and I learned so many different words that I didn't in Spanish.
Yeah. Well,
but
your
more
mom.
Importantly, it grew.
Right. Well, your mom, Maria, is so special, and I thank God that she had it on because look what it has done for your life and you as a mom and what it's done for your faith life. EWTN it just gives you such great fuel for the journey, you know, and it's amazing, and it's a lifeline to so many people. We hear it on a regular basis. I've been working in Catholic radio for over 8 years, and on a daily basis, I'll hear testimonies come in of people that say, you know, this is what's gotten me through life. You know, I love it, and I well up with tears of joy, similar to what you were saying, praying the devotionals and the rosary. I believe in my heart of hearts, Maria, it just makes all of us better people, better moms, better dads, better coworkers and people in the vineyard. And I tell you what, it's really a blessing to have. So thank you for just reminding us how precious EWTN is and the great programs and devotionals and, of course, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass that is broadcasted on EWTN. Maria, thank you so much. You sound like a great mom. Have a beautiful weekend. Let your mom know we put her in the prayer book, so she's got prayers all around her. Gary and the others, I'm so sorry I can't get to you, and all the social media comments coming in. I'm going to read them all. You can always email us and keep the conversation going on take2@EWTN.com. Jerry Usher will be back with us live on Monday when we talk about what you want to hear in your Sunday homilies or sermons. What do you want to hear? You know, if you could write them for father or deacon, what would you say? You want to put this in and put that in that could be applied to our life? Well, this is your chance to voice it. We've got a lot of priests and deacons listening to the show. But until then, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye for now.